you know, look at the progress that India has made from sending 15 or 20 athletes 10 years back to 128 athletes.
Yes.
That itself shows significant improvement in our sport. I know everybody, every Indian wants us to go there, win, and compete versus a China or a US and win so many medals. It's not possible. The investment in sports is the last priority that our government has with the number of people that we have. In India, you know, a sportsman is not paid at all.
No.
You know, beating that odd.
Yes.
Just for the sure determination and
passion.
And the pride and passion to represent his country and do his country proud. And that is what it is. It is not he's being paid handsomely or, you know, the government doing something out of the blue. No, he's not being paid at all. You know, duty are 200-meter sprinters.
He traveled in economy. Yeah, 36 hours flight when the officials are traveling in business class.
Forget the fly. She's begging for a pair of spikes a month before the Olympics. That shows that the determination and the character that a person has. Fighting the odds to represent the country.
So, if you have to stay with me on the line, I'm going to quickly dial the number of one of our cynical listeners.
Yep.
Just a moment, sir. It would make more sense coming from you than from me.
Thanks for calling, Amrit. Please hold the line for a fight. Thanks for calling, Amrit. Please hold the line for a fight.
Come on, Amrit, pick up the phone. Hello.
Hi, Amrit. Disha from Red FM.
Hi, Disha. How are you?
Good. How are you, Amrit?
I'm good. You know what? This is my first time in the Red FM where I'm coming on here.
And it's going to be a very special one, Amrit. Before that, tell me, what do you do?
I'm a software engineer, as usual, in Bangalore.
In Bangalore, everyone, software engineers, dime a dozen. Now, Amrit, right. I got your WhatsApp message on the chat we've been having about the Olympics.
Okay, so what I'm saying that is, I'm not saying that India is performing badly in Olympics, but, you know, it's kind of a mixed sport. But in some cases, India could have performed better, but somehow I felt that they didn't give their best shot. And that's why it's lost.
You heard that conversation with Shrikant where he was saying we focused on quantity more than quality.
Right. Even if you look at China and Brazil, they are sending around 400 plus or 500 plus athletes.
According to your message, you said that, you know, we don't have medal contenders. We're a country of a billion people. Why can't we provide quality athletes?
That's right.
If Kenya can do it, why can't India can do?
Right.
How about I have an ex-Olympian answer this question for you. I have Ashish Balal with me. He is ex-hockey Olympian for India. Mr. Balal, you're on the phone lines. That's Amrit.
Hello, sir. Balal. How are you?
Hi, Amrit.
Would you like to answer that question, Mr. Balal? We have a country of a billion people. Why can't we produce world-quality athletes is what Amrit wants to know.
You know, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of money, a lot of planning, a lot of grassroots programs, a lot of investment. People just don't understand that there are 200 plus countries taking part. Everybody wants a medal. It's really tough. It's not on the shelf that you go and buy a medal. People plan for 20 years. China was nowhere 25 years back. It took them 24 years. The investment in sports has gone up tenfold in China. What is the per capita investment on sports in our country of 1.0025? You know, that is hardly anything for a country as big as ours. The infrastructure, we are a big country. The priorities are not sport in our country. People are not playing as much sport as they should. We don't have the best coaches over here. The investment on coaching is the last of the priorities that the government has. They have more priorities.
There is no money in Indian sport except for cricket, and that's a widely known fact. Do you agree with that, Amrit?
And cricket doesn't play in the Olympics.
Yeah, because there are only some 13, 14 countries in the world that play cricket.
The last time cricket played in the Commonwealth Games, they didn't pass the first round.
Amrit.
Right. I completely agree on that part that there's no money and infrastructure, and that's probably one of the costs. They're not competing much enough. TP marker. No one knows about the gymnastics in India and she reached to the finals of worlds.
You know, Deepa Karmakar said when she was training, people used to say ki tum circus mein kaam kar rahi ho. That's the mentality in India. Someone is going for gymnastics. How does someone motivate themselves to go and then compete in the Olympics? We should ask that young girl.
That's right, Disha. But at least we can expect something from Deepika Kumari and Gagan Narang. Gagan Narang even didn't qualify for the Olympics and he was playing for so many years. I don't think this is the first Olympics.
But the margin of error in shooting is minuscule microns. Abhinav Bindra lost it by microns.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
he lost 0.5.
Deepika Kumari, when they took part, the wind factor was so high. The tennis matches were abandoned because of high wind thing. At the same time, the archers were shooting.
What goes on in an Olympian's mind? Because Amrit and I will never know what that is. We'll never get to experience it. He's a software engineer. I'm a radio jockey. Nobody's sending us to the Olympics. You please tell us what goes on in an Olympian's mind, say 2 minutes before the match or the event. What is it that you're thinking about?
It's just that the moment you enter the Olympic village, you are in awe. You see athletes where you idealize, you watch on television. You know, just sitting next to you at the dining place, just across, and then you're just not even eating your food, you're just staring at it. What the heck? All the kids listening, get into Olympic sports. See what you can do. Work hard, take part, have a dream, follow and chase the dream, and that's what India wants.
Yes, and if we have to be the best in the world, if we want the best output in the world, there has to be the best input also going in, right? So input is equal to output.
Absolutely. You know, we are so passionate about sports which are not Olympic sports. And I'm okay with that. But at the same time, we can go on cribbing that we are 1.3 billion, where 1.2 billion follow only one sport, which is a non-Olympic sport.
Amrit, we have to agree to that, no?
That's right. I completely agree with that.
99% of money is going into one sport, and 1% is going for 20 other or 30 other Olympic disciplines.
Well, more power to the Indian athletes in Rio. Amrit, you better be cheering with me for all the athletes.
I am doing that. I am watching each and every game till the time I can.
Excellent.
From the very day one of the Olympics.
Today also, we have a terrific lineup of events. I'll run you through it. Mr. Bilal, thank you so much again. It was an honor, a pleasure and a delight as usual.
Thanks, Vishal. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.